Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, June 29, 2006. Fighters blow a hole in the Gaza-Egypt border wall. Israel abducts 8 ministers and 24 parliament members. Army arrests 14 residents in Nablus, 24 in Hebron, and invades several villages in Salfit. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned.
Thursday, a group of Palestinian fighters blew a 4-meter hole in the border wall that separates the Gaza Strip from Egypt. 2 Palestinian security men were injured in the border explosion, while Palestinian security forces were ordered to line up there to prevent people from crossing into Egypt through the hole. The incident took place as Israel approved the next stages of its wide-scale military offensive in the Gaza Strip. Israeli Defense Minister Amir Peretz, who authorized the next stages of the attack, said that despite the diplomatic standstill of efforts to release the Israeli soldier held by fighters in Gaza, a breakthrough was possible in efforts to pressure the fighters to release him. Thursday afternoon, the Israeli army targeted a vehicle in Gaza City, carrying a senior fighter of the Islamic Jihad. The fighter escaped the attack with minor injuries, Palestinian security sources reported. The army confirmed the attack but gave no details about who was inside the vehicle. Meanwhile, Abu Mujahed, media spokesperson of the Popular Resistance Committees, said on Thursday that Israel should stop wasting time if it wants to resolve the crisis over the soldier's abduction. In a press conference, Abu Mujahed made 3 statements that made no clear indication of the fate of the abducted soldier. Earlier, army shelled several areas of the Gaza Strip, leveled 4 houses in Rafah, and bulldozed scores of dunams of farming lands. Also, Salem El-Bey, 45, was injured when Israeli army tanks shelled farmlands at the eastern borders of the city of Khan Yunis in the Gaza Strip Thursday at dawn.
Israeli troops invaded several areas in the West Bank late Wednesday night into the early hours of Thursday morning, abducting 64 Palestinian officials, including 8 ministers, 24 lawmakers, and 1 mayor. Israel announced that arrest of Hamas-affiliated lawmakers will continue and that Palestinian Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh is not immune. Haniyeh is a Gaza resident, and arresting him would require a major invasion into the Gaza Strip. Local sources reported that Deputy Prime Minister Nasser al-Sha'er was abducted on Thursday, though Hamas denies these reports. In a press conference, Deputy Chair of the Palestinian Legislative Council, Ahmed Baher, called for the United Nations Security Council to look into the Israeli offensive against the Palestinian people. The arrests are part of an ongoing Israeli attack against the Hamas-led Palestinian government, while Israeli troops continue their shellings of the Gaza Strip as part of the summer rain military offensive ordered by Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert.
Israeli army has arrested 24 residents from villages and towns around the West Bank city of Hebron Thursday morning. Army arrested Abd el-Manem Mujahed, 36, Yehia Shabana, 18, in Hebron, and Mohammed el-Sawiti, 50, Ismail el-Sawiti, 47, Bilal el-Sawiti, 19, Iyad el-Sawiti, 19, Basim Abd el-Rawsal, 23, Sobhe el-Masulma, 48, and another 4 residents in the town of Beit Awa, local sources reported. Meanwhile, troops stormed Dora village west of the city and arrested 6 residents. Only 2 have been identified so far as Ima Jaradat, 35, and Isa il-Shalalda, 27. Troops arrested Khalil Ikharov in the village of Ithna and Hussein Mosa in the village of Tarakumia. Troops also arrested Nidal Ilkarnas, 26, from Ilarub refugee camp near the city, local sources added.
The Israeli forces continued the arrest campaign in the West Bank city of Nablus, arresting 14 residents Thursday morning. Troops and army vehicles stormed the city, conducting a wide-scale search campaign in the city, in the nearby Al-Almay and Balata refugee camps, and in the Asariya village, before arresting 14 residents and taking them to unknown locations. Among the arrests, Zayad Asfor, 35, Jihad Hashash, 17, Muhammad Abu Kait, 22, Husani al-Bortani, who works as a Palestinian Legislative Council member, and the mayor of Asariya, Riyad al-Ali, local sources reported. Among the arrestees was Yasser Mansour, who is also a Palestinian Legislative Council member, the sources added. Army sources said that this arrest campaign is part of an ongoing military operation in the West Bank to locate and arrest the Intifada activists.
Israeli army troops have increased their presence in the West Bank city of Salfit after invading several neighboring villages Thursday morning. Soldiers installed military checkpoints on the main city roads and roads connecting it with nearby villages. Troops also invaded the villages of Deir Istiya and Zatra, local sources reported.
Israeli settlers from the Shafat neighborhood, north of the occupied Jerusalem, scribbled anti-Islamic slogans on cars and shops near the Palestinian neighborhoods, according to eyewitnesses. Sheikh Taiser al-Tamimi, the chief justice of Islamic courts in Palestine, denounced the graffiti, calling it a crime that reflects hatred and hostility towards the Arab residents and a flagrant, provocative assault on all Muslims.
And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Center website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupied Bethlehem, this is Palestine Today, brought to you by Maya Williams-Carpenter,
Stacey Miller,
and Ghassan Benoda.